Like to call the July 2nd, I'm sorry, the August 6th, August 6th Finance Committee meeting to order. We will first ask anyone that has any public comments, if they would like, they could come to the podium, be recognized, and make those comments, or they can wait until the agenda item comes up. Do we have anyone that would like to speak? Okay. First item, approval of the minutes of the July 2nd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have. Okay, third item. Marcy, do you want to walk us through the easement discussion?
Certainly. We received a request from Optima Towers. Mr. Keith Powell's here with them, as is Jonathan Yates. And in the request, they're asking for an easement at Carolina Park. Their request, staff has reviewed it, both Recreation, Administration, and Finance. And here are some of the areas that we're close, but we didn't come to full agreement based on their last proposal. So I'm going to go ahead and show a picture. This is what it would look like. This is their stealth tower. It does have a building there where some of the equipment is at the bottom. And the location, I circled that little square at the corner of the parking. So I want to give you that. Then I'm going to go back and talk about these. So their request, their proposal, is for a five-year term with five additional 5 years. Our recommendation is 5 years with four, which is very, it's in conformance with most of what we do, which is 1 year with four additional. Even though these terms are 5 years each, it is in conformance with that. Their proposal for the initial rent is $16,000 per year. Ours, based on what they had shown in the last 2 years average in the Low Country rent and what Mount Pleasant land value is, we came up with a $17,300 per year. Then the shared rent is when they have their second co-location, $2,800. That $2,800 would be put with their $16,000 proposal, and at the beginning of each additional five-year term, there would be a 12.5% increase. Ours was $3,200 for the second co-location, and then again the same 12.5%. So that's kind of the areas where we're still kind of working through. So what we're looking at is before they go through the next steps and processes, they kind of wanted to feel if we were in agreement with the financial side.
Okay, before we get into our discussion, is there any comments that you gentlemen would like to make on the item? Name and address for the record, please.
Jonathan Yates, 105 Broad Street, Charleston. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Also, we want to thank Christy and Marcy for working with us on this project, and for the Recreation Department to let us make some public comments a month or so ago to get the ball rolling. We have been working with staff, and we feel we're relatively close, just trying to get the numbers right. Very, very important facility, not only for the park, but for the surrounding area to take care of some coverage and capacity deficits in that area. We feel very strongly we can work through the details, get a location where we're sort of out of the way of the park, but still provide the necessary coverage for those who are going to be spending a lot of time there. While we're close on the numbers, we still need to work a little bit. This will be, in the end, one of the more expensive facilities that we've ever engaged with. So we just want to try to work with staff to get the numbers a little closer, but we thank them for their time thus far. If you have any particular questions about the facility, I have Mr. Powell here of Optima, who has done several of these. This one will be somewhat unique and in some ways a little bit similar to Rivertown, and what we're proposing is we will have a tower which will most probably be, in this case, the standard monopole for the coverage objectives. But if you look at the other picture, that's actually a conceptual rendering of a facility we're doing on a park in the city of North Charleston. That's on North Charleston property. What we're proposing is versus the equipment on the ground behind a chain link fence, some kind of architecturally designed building, maybe to match whatever is going to be designed for the park, for any of their buildings, so it looks better in context. So really, that's where we are. We'd like to keep this moving, like it to go to council, and you got a tough group here. They're not being easy on us, so we're just trying to work through the numbers with them, and we thank you all so much.
Thank you.
My name is Keith Powell. I'm with Optima Towers, live at 1009 Mathis Ferry Road. I want to thank the committee and staff for working with me on the proposal. Mr. Yates kind of covered the goal of this is to provide a lot of coverage that we need in that north area with Carolina Park and Park West and obviously this park and schools and everything that's moving up in that area, that there's just a great need for coverage. We try to bring a good modest application to you that we feel, obviously you've seen conceptually wise of Rivertown and kind of the need to have these facilities close to where we need coverage, but also try to do it in a reasonable manner that I understand that's going to be there for a long term, and we're going to be able to hopefully work something, a reasonable deal with the city here. I think our numbers are very close. I could probably do a little massaging on them a little bit to get both parties here happy, but we look forward to answering any other questions you have about the application. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any comments by the committee? Questions? I have one. It sounded through both comments that there was a desire for negotiation. Are your figures your figures? Or
we stand by our figures.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Any comments?
Well, before we have to vote on this today? Pass it to council or
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt you, sir. Ultimately, this would have to be incorporated into an amendment to the Carolina Park Development Agreement. Cell towers are not a right of use, so we'd have to amend it to allow for it and then incorporate it and then reflect the terms in a separate agreement.
But it's just a recommendation by us mm-hmm. for now.
Right. So the first question is, what's the alternative if the numbers can't be worked out?
Ms. Landy, we feel very strongly in these numbers and would request that committee and ultimately council support those figures.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But what's the alternative to provide the same facility? Is there another provider, that another vendor we can look at, or is there another alternative?
I'm not aware. Yeah.
So
they came
you,
to us to do this.
Right.
We looked at it. We came up with what it would cost us and what our numbers would be, and we have and will formally present this to them. After that, I think we're done. They choose whether or not they want to accept the offer by the town or not. If they do not accept it, then there's no tower there.
Then we won't have a tower there.
Right, right.
Then they would be left with seeking other property owners to place such a tower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is our price, but they could put it somewhere else.
Good.
That's what the alternative is then.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then what it looked to me like was just barely over $100 a month difference. Right?
About that.
That actually, I'm sorry, let me see. Yeah. $1,300 a year difference, so.
If I may, council member, we have gone a lot further than we've gone on any other site in the Tri-County area. This is we wanted to give the sweetest proposal possible to the town, and there's been some back and forth with staff for the past couple of months. We'll review it again, but we're pretty much pushed, particularly because the initial ground rent is a great bit higher than what we normally pay in the Tri-County area. Also, we've tossed in something that's not always tossed in, the second tenant rental. One thing I do want to have staff look at again is this is going to be an amazing capital expenditure for us. And what we'd really, typically in a situation like this, we have a five-year initial term and 9 5-year options for a total of 50 years. We've shrunk it back to 30, but particularly on that point, we're going to have to dig in. We need the 30 years to realize our investment back expectations for this facility. So that, and while the others we're close, we've come up a long way. And in rating this against what we know we're paying throughout the Tri-County area, this is a very rich deal. So we're going to see if we can try to work it down just a little bit. We're close, but we came up fairly high to get that close, I guess is a good way to put it.
It was a continuation. Can we put that schematic that shows the property again, the whole prop? No, that one? Yeah. Okay. So that little corner there where the circle is, how is that going to be used if Optimus Tower is not there?
As shown.
It's going to be a stand of trees and parking. Okay. And how much money will that bring in?
It depends on if we can get turf fields.
I mean, I'm just saying that tiny little corner.
That's what I'm saying. If we could pack the parking lot, it could bring more revenue in if we can consistently have games out there and not have to only have 10 months worth of games.
Would that same little corner, however many spaces of parking that is, bring in $17,300 a year in rent?
You mean from sports?
Saying that little spot, would that spot provide $17,300 to the town each year in rent?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't answer that.
I'm not sure it's a crystal ball question. It might be a rhetoric question.
Yeah, I'm good with the town's numbers.
Well, I understand everybody's put a lot of work into this. I'm just saying, it would be nice to have this property. It would be nice to have this investment that makes everything much easier in turn. We know how important cell service and communication is. We don't know where they'll go. We don't even know for sure if they'll go somewhere in Carolina Park.
But Ms. Landing, the public has given up use of that property for a quarter century in lieu of something else.
Right.
And surely $17,300 doesn't feel like a big asking price for that.
Okay. As a rent. Okay, just want to make sure.
Well put.
Orient me on this. Where's Faison Road?
The very right of the screen, the white area. It's not shown.
To the right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's all going to be light industrial or economic development on the other side of Faison Road. That's not too far away. And there are a lot of houses to the left and to the bottom, which would be north, I suppose, if you inverted it. And the point of the cell tower, I believe, is to provide better coverage so you can get more customers.
The customers are there, Councilmember Bussos, is to try to accommodate the customers.
Okay.
If you look at the numbers across the Tri-County area, the customer base is there. What we're trying to do is cover where the customers live, work, and in this case, play, particularly with a park coming. Cell phone coverage is very essential, not only in emergency situations, but folks picking people up, knowing when games or a contest have ended.
And how many cell phone service providers will this tower accommodate?
We would be designed at least for four.
Okay, four.
And that's what one thing we have going on in our industry is we are the infrastructure provider, where we provide the platform to allow the cell phone guys to go on there. Over the past 10 years, particularly in the past 5 years, the major carriers have been trying to cram us down on rents. Rents that we were achieving 15, 20 years ago have not gone up, unlike regular real estate. The cell phone providers, as they built these huge networks across the country, they're looking at every line item, and we're being sort of crammed down on our side. So that's why you can't compare this to a typical real estate deal. As you see development going and prices go up, we're a little more of a static provider in providing this, and that's where numbers are tough. Numbers are tough for us to do what will be a pretty major capital expenditure.
Okay.
I
just think putting four more providers on that tower, and it's right there by the airport. You know, it's not going to be in anyone's way. But I do think the potential with the number of people who are living out there, the number of cell phones is going up all the time. And you know, the new customers are coming in, and you want to be able to say that you're providing, or they will be able want to say that they're providing the best service. So I don't think $1,300 a year is a stretch. Yeah. So,
Ms. Thank you. Landy?
Did you have something to say first?
I'm sorry?
Did you have something to say first?
No.
I can wait. Oh, okay. can you tell us approximately what your capital expenditure will be in order to build this out?
I can tell you one similar. Obviously, there's a lot of questions and just the diligence work. We have roughly $450,000, $460,000 in one plan for Rivertown, which is almost very similar to our, the ground proposal that we're doing here. Obviously, that one has a few more bells and whistles, just location and where it is and the surroundings we've got to deal with there. So, but that's probably a good figure.
And have you already negotiated your contract with Rivertown's POA?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And yes, ma'am. So you have something perhaps similar? Or you mentioned this being richer, so are you saying that this one's actually even a little more expensive?
No, I'd say that was in the price range. You asked for the capital expenditure, and I don't have all those figures. My guess is it's going to be close to Rivertown.
The lease amount? I didn't ask that question.
I would rather not speak of that
okay.
at this meeting, but I can say the Mr. Yates had mentioned what we're paying in Low Country, and our figures are fair. To what a proposal is. So let me just kind of get to the elephant in the room here. So we're talking $1,300 a year difference. I don't have an overall issue with that per se. If we could agree to that, could we work on the adding an additional 5 years for 30 years on the end of the lease? For you know, that's kind of the guts of, you know, when you say give and take, that would help support that additional rent by having an additional 5 years on the end of the contract.
Are we in a position to negotiate, or do we actually have to leave that up to y'all?
It's up to you. You know, when we go back to the, if you can go back to the other screen, just from my perspective, I mean, this is your park. Parks change over the course of time based on recreation needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at it now and thinking, well, Oceanside Academy may one day want to build a football stadium, which would require that area to increase in parking. You'd have walkability back and forth from the recreation complex to their site. And, you know, by allowing an easement on property, public property over this period of time, and we are allowing our plans to change. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, while cell phone coverage is nice, I think as your administrator, we're giving up a lot by allowing the carrier to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's worth something.
So I'll just add to that. So the 30 years contract, renewable every 5 years, maybe I'm going to say something a little outlandish here, but I don't think 30 years from now we're going to be using cell towers anymore. I think it's much more likely we're going to be onto some other technology. So then if they have the right to have that property still, will they be able to use it in some other way if they don't have a cell tower there anymore?
No.
Chance they take.
No, oh, I was going to say, because maybe that could be written into the contract.
Well, if you look at the contract as a whole, and I think Mr. Gamora and finance here can assist, that it's a very defined use of what we got and how we get it. So,
okay.
You know, you can't make it into something that it's not. Yeah. So, and that's part of...
Because if we're strictly on satellites at that point and
well,
not cell towers.
Well, that's... Don't jump to that. There's a lot of gaps, and we can have a very long cup of coffee, and I can explain to you why. But this isn't the forum for that. So, but, you know, I think if you look at your history, you have one over near Park West that's been there for 20-something years, if not pretty close to it. You look at all the contracts that we have in place, they're not going away. Our use, you know, the simple fact that you're using your phone isn't going away. Are there going to be things in the future that enhance that? Yes, but it's going to be based on an existing macro network that this would be a piece of. Mm-hmm.
My reason for bringing that up is not to try to jump ahead, is to say if we agree with the 30-year and but we stick to the 17,300, so we've kind of given and taken a little bit, maybe we can come to an agreement. And at the same time, if you have provisions that make it very strict to how to use it, then I would believe what would happen is we're sort of on in the driver's seat there if you're no longer going to need it 25 years from now for that purpose? If cell towers aren't
If a tower, and your ordinance kind of answers part of this, you know, if the tower's not being used for what it's designed for, we have to take it down.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
That answers the...
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So here's where we are. We have a desire to have this on our property. We've had staff negotiations with the group, and we're at the point right now where we will either entertain a motion or not to approve what staff has recommended, or if you choose, we can talk about changes to that right now.
I'd like to make a motion that we... Oh, I'm sorry, Gary, did you want to talk again?
You're going to make a motion?
I was going to make a motion, but
why don't we listen to Kathy's?
And I'd like to make a motion that we meet them part way by making the motion that we approve what staff has recommended, except that we allow them the extra 5 years on the contract renewal so that they can, their numbers work in terms of the capital expenditure up front.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, second?
So I'll second that.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Time for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So two ayes, no.
No.
No. So it's 2-2. We will take that to...
Well, I think
that doesn't help you.
I think we need a recommendation out of committee. I mean, to send it, you could. To send it without a recommendation to council, I think, is only... It's forcing council to take up the deliberation of the matter rather than...
Sure.
I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for the Altima Tower at Carolina Park.
Well, isn't this just going to go the opposite way? Can't we just talk a little bit more?
We can. We have a motion and a vote on the issue. You can bring that up, but I think it's going to take you as the person who made the motion to...
Amend it.
Yes.
Right. What were you going to say, sir?
We got a motion on the floor. We need a second before we can discuss it any further, though.
We're not discussing your motion right now.
No. Okay.
She's talking about amending hers.
Okay. So my motion dies.
Not yet. Not yet. Let's let her make her amended motion to the existing motion. Let's deal with that one, and then we can come back to that one. So it's there. It's out there.
Do you have additional comments, sir?
If is the issue 25 years versus 30?
Yes.
On the two no votes?
It isn't for me. The issue for me is the fact that our staff that we trust that does this all the time has studied this and made a recommendation to us. So for me, somebody who hasn't been in any of the negotiations and really doesn't know much of those details, it's about accepting staff's recommendation. So that's what it is for me.
If I can, go ahead.
Me too.
We'll be happy to accept staff's recommendation.
All right, and just so you know why I was, because it's not that I don't trust our staff implicitly and explicitly. It's because with a comment what was made of that it is going to cost more to do this in this location than anywhere else. And I'm very concerned right now because I'm out talking to business owners all the time and listening to them all the time. And over I keep hearing it's more expensive to do business in Mount Pleasant than anywhere else in the entire area. And I simply don't want that reputation to continue because I want us to bring more services. This is a service. This is an infrastructure service. And we keep hearing over and over the importance of infrastructure. Well, let's face it, use of our cell tower, use of our cell phones is important infrastructure. So I just want to make sure, not to pontificate, but simply to say, we just need to be aware that if we're costing more on everything that people come to us with, then that reputation is both justified and it's going to perpetuate. Thank you.
Okay. We would probably need for you to rescind your motion. Mm-hmm.
So I will amend my motion to accept staff's recommendation in regard to the Optima request for a cell tower at the rec center.
Pagliarini, I feel like we already had that motion. Okay.
So unless it's amended.
So if
it would be voted on as is.
Oh, well, I don't know how you amend. So the amendment, I guess, is you want me to amend it?
I think that Mr. Sant, we now deal with his motion.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to approve staff's recommendation. Do we have a second?
It's already been seconded.
It hasn't. Do we have a second? I'll second it. All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Ayes have it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next, Marcy, if you want to talk to us about item number four, the amendment to the ordinance for impact fees.
Yes, sir. What we have provided to you is Chapter 154 that's been amended or updated in a couple of ways. The first is that the 10th edition of the Institute of Transportation Engineers Trip Generation Manual is incorporated. And it, if you look at Appendix A, you'll see many of the changes where the latest studies have shown on trip generation have changed up and down. They're kind of all over the place. And in some cases, it's eliminated some and it's added some. So we did, of that appendix, do a line in, line out, so you can truly see those changes. And that manual, the national manual, gets updated about every 5 years. So that's what it reflects. The next thing is a section where when we originally did the impact fees, we put in a section that said if a business is vacant for 24 months, when they come back, they have to do the whole impact fee instead of just the difference between the new use and the prior use. What staff found, and we actually put some information up there, is it really was not sufficient time that, and it actually penalized in some cases the smaller businesses. So what we're recommending is that we increase that to 60 months so that we truly know the business was vacant and not just trying to work through the process. It also, our original impact fee ordinance showed the schedule of the phase-in. So it had last July, this past January, and then this most recent July. Because those have passed, just to clean it up, we've just removed references to those. So now all it refers to is 80% of the maximum for a 20% discount throughout the ordinance. The last are minor corrections, one of which it had the transportation director reviewing recreation fees, and it wasn't necessarily only the transportation fees, so it was some minor cleanup like that. And so this is, we're bringing this forward for your consideration.
So if I if I understand this correctly, our recommendation will then go to full council to amend this.
Yes, sir. Because it is adjusting fees slightly up and down based on those trip generations, it will require a public hearing. So it would go to, with your recommendation, for first reading and a public hearing at the August meeting.
Okay. I'll make that motion that we recommend approval.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Sure. We have a motion and a second. Any comments? Yes.
So a couple questions. One is on the 5 years generally coincides with updates to the transportation plan and required review of impact fees. This is our five-year point?
No, ma'am. This is 1 year, actually. Last April, mm-hmm. we did it. And the state code requires us to kind of do these all together. So we will probably not bring this back until we do the next, because right now we're working on the long-range transportation and the comp plan. So we'll bring all three back in 5 years again.
5 years from?
And from when the long-range transportation plan and the comp plan are done. The state code wants us to do these in conjunction, and we fall under the state ordinance for this.
The reason I ask is because these are some things that will be helpful, but again, going out and talking, economic development, going out and talking to businesses, especially since we just had our fees go up to the maximum number in July, I hope we're going to be able to bring up, is there in any way precluding us from bringing up this topic again, say, in the subsequent months?
No, ma'am. There are certain adjustments you can make to this ordinance during the five-year period without having to go through the whole process, which happens in conjunction with the others. One of those is at any time you can bring back the consideration on that discount rate. The maximums don't change, but you can certainly at any time during the process adjust the discount rate, which is right now 20% of the maximums.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next item is an executive session to receive legal advice regarding Shem Creek Phase 3.
Yes, sir. If we
Where
could,
would you like us to go?
If we could head back to the
sure.
break room, please.
Eric, do we need a motion to go into executive session? I make a motion we go into executive session as discussed by the chair.
Second. Okay, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are in executive session. Okay, we are out of executive session. Do we need a motion to come out of executive session or no? Okay. So the committee has discussed item 5. We have received legal advice regarding Shem Creek Phase 3 and no action was taken. So the is there anything else for the good of the cause? If not, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.